And we are back here on Out of the Woods. Robert Sarah's and Blake and the Put It All Down in Letters are here in the studio. At least the part that doesn't include bass player, from what I understand. Let me turn them back up here.
That's usually the last letter you want to write, is the one that includes the bass player. So
it's like the Spinal Tap sort of thing. What was the title of that last one you played?
Rock and Roll Dream.
Rock and Roll Dream. Okay, I actually wrote that down, and that's what it was called.
Yeah, you know, why be artsy, you know?
First thing I wrote down was Bob Marley and a spliff.
Yeah.
But I figured that probably was not the title.
That's so. Actually a better title. Maybe it will be. That's why I may have to get parenthetical. We'll see.
All right.
Rock and Roll Spliff, in parentheses, Rock and Roll Dream. Well, we're going to do one off the old record, off of a long series of memorable nights forgotten, the record I made in Belfast with the great John McSherry, and the letters have picked up where McSherry and Francis McElduff left off. So.
All right.
I gave all my kisses in a poem, babe, in a poem, babe. In a poem, the ones you said you were missing, babe. In a poem, babe. In a poem. There was no start, there was no middle. There was no middle. There was no end. Just an old man sawing on his fiddle, babe. Poem, babe, that I made. Babe, someday I'm gonna kiss your face. I will try and compensate, babe, for all the lines I made. For I gave you all my kisses in a poem, babe, in a poem, babe, in a poem. Ones you said you were missing, babe. Poem, babe, in a poem.
Robert Sarah's and Blake, and yes, that's from that very, very long titled CD a few years ago.
Yeah, you just get worn out by the end of saying it, really. That's why this new one, you know, nice and brief.
Now, that one originally had a different title in Ireland, right? Yeah, I remember you saying
Well, I did
that.
Have a, it was, first it was a short series of Oh, well, now you stumped me. Too early in the day and not enough coffee. It's not coming to me. Well, there was originally a shorter version of it released that had a shorter title. And then we switched it around a little bit when we put out the full length.
And John McSherry played whistles on that as well as pipes.
That's right.
If I recall. Yeah.
Yeah.
Excellent stuff. That was great.
Well,
what was the title of that one?
That's called Poem.
home. Okay. All right, yeah. So where do you want to go from here?
Well, let's just do another one from that zone, because we got the whistle here, so...
Okay.
Once again, bad marketing, and we're going to do a song off a record, an old record, not the new one. She'll be pushing the new one, but that's all right. When you got the band, you got to enjoy it.
That's right.
So this is another one off a long series of memorable nights forgotten. You take what you got, it turns into a memory. A memory's all you got. You keep it like a family and go to another place, like an island or a century where the leaves stay red. Morning don't come early. Passing time will turn to seed, all water and all weed. All my grown garden, when the fruit it blooms, I'll pickle and preserve. And when you return, I will offer you my burden. Say that I've been waiting, I've been waiting, it's true. I've been waiting, I've been waiting for you. Turn with another in your hand. If the green turns black, if the dirt shifts to sand, will return to the earth. Sweet fruit decaying, three dried tongues, one love note saying that I was waiting, I was waiting, it's true.
Yes, one of my favorite tracks off that long, memorable nights Belfast of Forgotten CD.
I think the shorter version was A Short Night of Wonderful Nights Remembered. I think it was something like that.
That's the short version?
Yeah. Well, I want to do another one off the new record now.
Okay.
Thank you. It's fun to be out on the East Coast, I'm from the most northwest corner, the most northwest city, the most northwest state in the lower 48. That is Bellingham, Washington, way up in the corner there. But I like to come to the East Coast, come once or twice a year, and it's just amazing how many more people are here, and there's just more things happening. It's an exciting place to be. But I go home, and it's good to be home. I was getting a bunch of calls and emails and correspondence from my friends in New York a few winters back, telling me about how much fun they were having and all these illuminating figures they were hanging out with at jam sessions and parties and all this business going on. And I was, my winter in Bellingham was not feeling very illuminating. So I wrote this here: if you can't beat 'em, join 'em. We called ourselves broke as we ordered another. Booking agents had all ready booked up our summer. All we had to do was write another darling hummer. And our winter in New York, our winter in New York. Jam sessions were packed, and the after parties after. Scoresby was backed by bottles of lager. Everyone was trying to write the song that everyone would cover. Cutting the grass of Caleb Clowder. And our winter in New York, our winter in New York. When we were finally sleeping in the same bed, no one wrote about politics, too boring to bother. News gave us no clues, it was not what we were after. We were all wrapped up writing songs about each other. And our winter in New York, our winter in New York. And the bands that came through stuck around like glue. The Red Sticks from Lafayette, John Paul Jones, John Elliott. And our winter in New York, our winter in New York. Everyone was in love, the cold air killed the blues. Everyone went home with someone, Mike and Ruthie went home with two. And our winter in New York, our winter in New York. The sublets got let, everyone went out on tour. Some went to France, had the soup du jour. The days got warmer and the nights got shorter. Before it got dull, it got over. All winter in New York, all winter in New York. When we were finally sleeping in the same bed.
Right. Yeah, Robert Sayers and Blake and the Put It All Down in the Letters, Our Winter in New York. That's off the new one there. I like those name-dropping songs.
Isn't that fun?
Yeah, you get to pick them all out and see who I recognize, like Caleb Clowder.
Yeah, right.
He's awesome.
And then if you don't recognize, then maybe, something to go investigate,
that's
right?
That's right, go search him out. And that song just now featured David playing the file cabinet.
Yeah.
With brushes over there.
I think that's a Hon. Hon, H-O-N, file cabinet. He's playing the A to M.
That's right, the two-drawer black model.
Yeah.
A lot of jazz guys played that, I think.
Yeah. Country jazz.
Country jazz.
Country jazz, yeah.
I'm sorry, yes.
Yeah, jazz guys like the four-story ones, really.
Right.
That's right. We also had Thomas whistling theremin style over here.
Keep it rolling?
Sure thing.
This might be the last one. My voice is feeling a little haggard here, and I gotta save it for upstate.
Merle Haggard?
A little Merle Haggard here. A little Sunday morning coming down. I know Kris Kristofferson wrote that, just in case anybody out there is thinking this guy's really, not on point.
Cred.
Yeah, validation. Here we are in New Hampshire. I'm just looking out the window all of a sudden. It's nice here in New Hampshire. Soon there'll be leaves on those trees. That'll be nice for everybody. Does it happen in about 1 week's time?
They're very late this year.
Late leaves?
Yes.
I think they'll... Is that going to make it for a late peeping season?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Hopefully not, but hopefully it will make for a late allergy season.
Yes, yes.
Or a short allergy season.
I'm going to be back out here, I think, in November, but I'll have lost the... No time for peeping then. The leaf peeping will be over by November. We'll also be back in late August. We're going to play a festival called The Hoot in Woodstock, not too far away from here, Woodstock, New York. And last weekend in August, we're playing that. David Bromberg's on the bill, Mike and Ruthie, Chris and Andreas. And so if anybody's tuning in and putting their summer plans together, come see us at The Hoot. Your new life, I hope that you'll be free from the demons that ravaged you when you were loving me. In my new life, I hope that I will do the things I thought I couldn't, 'cause I was loving you. Your new life, don't forget your old stories, don't let them get you heavy, just let them be. In my new life, I won't walk with regret, wondering what we'd be if I had never left. If I had never left. If I had never left. In your new life, I hope you will be kind to those who are kind to you. Don't act as though it was all meant for you. In your new life, hope you will be gentle with your body and your mind. Take it easy in time, not like it was when you were mine. Harshness all the time. Harshness all the time. Harshness all the time. In my new life, I hope I am more patient than I was when I was with you. Open the window, let the trouble blow through. 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 Thank you.
Robert Sayers and Blake, once again, here live in our studio. And does that wrap it for you?
Well, unless there's something you want to hear, something the boys want to play.
We should probably try and get you to do Farm in New Hampshire.
Well, I think we can do that one.
At least since you're here.
Well, yeah, we can. Yeah, well, I'll do it then. We'll do Farm in New Hampshire. We've been doing it. We do tend to do it, you know. Some of us, it's a good strategy, you know. Write a song for every state, and then you know what to do when you get there. Come visit you this summer way long. A farm in New Hampshire, I won't stay long. I'll stay out of your way. I just wanna see your smile on a green summer day. And is there a river we can go swimming, take off our clothes, have a new beginning, watch the dirt fall from fingers and toes, lay out all the flat stones and the songs, the beams, the flowers. Yes, you're so sweet. I go back to your arms again, where my heart has always been. Can I crawl into the cracks of your smile? Run my hand down your back while with the eyes are the ones I know. Where I laid so long ago, where the arms are the ones I've seen. Mountains white, mountains green, the sun's beams, the flowering trees. I miss you so sweet. Yes, my love, you can come and see me. Though again, I know you'll leave me. Our hearts can only bend so long. There's a reason why. You've been gone to the rivers, the mountains, and the hills. Late night parties, the daffodils, the inside passage, the Mackinac, where you became part of all this soft songs. Beans, orange trees, kiss you so sweet. We'll be right back.
Heck of a show closer.
Hey, thanks for having us on. Always a pleasure to drop in and see what's going on in New Hampshire. You're always jumping around to different locales, but you seem comfortable here.
This is the one I want to stay at, as long as it still exists.
But,
yes, the show will never go away, but the location, who knows? You never know.
I feel the same way about my show.
Yeah, you're always on the road, so.
It'll never go away. I just don't know where it's going to be.
That's right. And do keep an eye out on Robert's schedule, because he is all over the place all the time. You never know when he'll be passing through your area.
I don't know either. Upstate New York this weekend. If you have friends in Elmira, send them out.
Elmira.
Exactly.
There you go. Well, thanks again, and we'll catch you next time through, hopefully in the fall. Anytime, feel free to stop by.
Thank you very much.
And we'll do it again.
I'll be back. Hello, New Hampshire.
And thanks to David and Thomas here, too, for the backing.
Thank you, John. Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. Thanks, guys. All right, folks, we'll be right back with more right after this. We have the mid-show break for the local folks.